your fault. Baby, it's not mine. Not chance we're crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to beg out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, be no doubt when you see you are. Grass make dab in the middle of it. Grass make dab in the middle. We are grass make dab.
Secret truth. Through forgiveness we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. We have some clips coming up that are 9/11 clips from the Parkland shooting out in Parkland, Florida at the Douglas High School. And then we're going to play also some police dispatch traffic, and it'll have Scott Peterson in there and other deputies conversing with one another, trying to get those deputies out there to the and respond as quickly as possible to the shooting that took place on February 14th, 2018 in Parkland, Florida at the Douglas High School campus. But anyway, listen carefully to these 9/11 clips. And then I'll make some comments, and then we're going to play the police dispatch calls, and then also an interview with Stacy Linnell. She was a teacher that was right up close to one of the shooters, describes him in detail, in full garb, she says, metal garb. And then we're also going to be playing another, you could say, recording of a distraught father that calls into CBS in his interview live while this thing is unfolding. So listen carefully to the dispatch calls, and then we'll stop after that, and I'll set it up for the next clips. Thank you for listening. Listen very carefully and very closely. Thank you for being with us this evening.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, I just got a call from Douglas High School. A female on the line advised that they believe there's a shooter at the school.
Okay, at Douglas High School in what city?
Yes, in Parkland.
Oh, okay.
5901 Pine Island.
5901 Pine Island?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if they're working anything there. Got a secondhand information from a student?
A female called in. It sounded like possible shots in the background.
Okay.
I think I heard 5 or 6 in 2 different bursts.
Okay. And you're calling from where?
I'm from Coral Springs.
Okay. Do they have a specific location or?
They just said at Douglas. I'm going to try to, it looks like I still have an open line on 911. I'm going to try to ping it.
Okay, thank you.
So she doesn't seem to be on the phone anymore, but like I said, I rebid the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And GPS it.
Mm-hmm. And your operator?
Is 546.
Okay. I'm operator N is in November 10.
Okay, I got another caller advising someone was shot in the 1200 building.
Okay.
And the GPS is showing it was just sitting at the tower across the street. So
someone shot in the 1200 building. Hang on 1 minute.
Yeah,
you guys have rescue going out, correct?
We have rescue, but they won't be able to go until they're cleared in.
Right.
And they're still hearing gunshots on other calls.
Okay. So we're receiving multiple calls at this time.
We're getting multiple calls, yes. I'm online with BSO relaying information. Yes, please.
Okay. And we have one patient that we know at this point.
We have one confirmed patient at this time, but we're not sure exactly how many
Okay. At the 1200 building is the only one we have
so far.
At the
1200 building.
Okay.
Diana, before you pick up, intercom, news team assemble.
Okay, we got units responding, okay?
Okay, very good.
I think we're getting calls at this end as well,
yeah,
but thanks for the relay.
Call. Thank you.
911, what is your emergency?
Please, my son call me now. There is shooting
okay,
in Douglas High School.
Douglas High School? Okay, stay on the line for me, okay?
Yes.
And they said it's happening in the school?
Yes.
Okay, stay on the line with me. Do not hang up, okay?
Okay.
What city is that in?
Parkland, Florida.
Okay, stay on the line for me, okay?
Okay.
Do not hang up, okay? Is that a Douglas?
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, don't hang up. I do already have a call entered for dispatch, okay? I'm not going to disconnect with you, okay? I'm just trying to get the call in here for dispatch. What is your name, ma'am? Okay, and you're not there with your son, right?
No.
Did he call you or text
just
you?
Just call me now.
What is your son's name?
Call me and...
And what did he say to you?
He just... I can't hear because the I don't know, the call was...
Okay. How many minutes ago did he call you?
Shot. And I text him, and he text me, like, in Portuguese, because we speak Portuguese, and he said, shot, mom, God.
Okay, we do have a call put in for dispatch. There are multiple police officers and fire rescue on the way out there, okay? At this point, I don't have any additional information for you on what's going on at the school, but I do have the call in here, okay? So if you need anything else or you want any updates, just give us a call back and we'll let you know what's happening, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi, my daughter just texted me from school. She's at Stoneman Douglas, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas in Parkland, and she says there's an active shooter.
What?
She has glass chest.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
Yeah. Is she? What room is she in?
Oh, let me ask her.
Okay.
Just a second.
Okay.
I just asked her.
Okay.
She says she's behind the desk right now, but the shots were close. Hopefully she's going to text back right away.
The shots were close to her?
Yeah.
Did
close
she,
to her.
Okay. Just.
She's behind the desk.
Ask her, does she still hear shots?
Okay.
And what is your name? I just need to know what building she's in, if she can help you with that.
You know what? I don't think I can send a text while I'm on the phone because it's sending and not delivered.
No problem.
Can you text, ask her what room she's in, what building, and if she can still hear shots? My husband is going to text from his phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are real. They are aware. We're just trying to make contact with somebody that still hears it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just want to know if they still hear it.
Okay. He left his phone in the truck. He's getting it now.
Yeah, I'm online now. I'm just trying to see where you have doors in.
Tell him what you just told me.
Yeah, I just need to know, does she hear any more shots? That's very important.
She's trying to find out if she can still hear any more shots. What building she's in, what... room she's in.
Right.
They're aware. They're just trying to find out exactly where that person is, right?
Right.
What did you ask her, honey? Can you still hear shots? Mom's on the phone. She asked me to call you, actually.
Okay.
She's scared.
Okay.
Yeah, she's
okay.
Scared.
1213.
What is?
1213, she said.
1213. Can she still hear shots or she didn't answer yet? It's her birthday today.
Okay, your daughter is 17. In room. Okay, your daughter is in room 1213.
1213, babe?
Yeah.
1213,
okay.
Yes.
And does she hear any more shots?
Did she answer that question yet? Did she hear any more shots? Can she hear any more shots?
No, not anybody. We are not here, but they shot a glass in our door.
No, they're not here, but they shot a glass in our door.
The last time you heard, okay, so the last time you heard a shot was at 1213?
No, it's the room 1213.
No, 1213.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She first texted me, let me tell you when.
Just ask her, does she hear anything right now?
Does she hear anything right now? Do you hear anything right now? The first text she sent me was at 2:22.
2:22 was the first time. Okay.
First time she texted me to tell me there was a shooter.
Okay, so that's when she heard it.
She heard it, and the glass was shattered in the
okay.
floor.
What's her name? What's her name? What's her daughter's name?
Oh, my daughter.
Yes. And what does she have on?
She is wearing a dress, actually.
What color?
She's wearing, yeah, like a beige dress.
Okay. See, if he could still text her, she would answer him.
Pardon? Say that one more time.
Yeah, see if she can still text him. See if she would answer your text.
She's not answering
she's
right now.
She's not, okay.
She just sent four in a row.
Okay. Okay. What? Give me your name again. I'm putting all your information. Now, when your daughter said she was in that room, did she say it was a classroom or did she say it was an auditorium?
You know.
No, I'm fine. I think the police are here.
Oh, she says, I'm fine. The police are here. She was in the room because this is her last period of the day right now, and they have the law.
Okay. So this police is on scene with her?
Is the police there? Can she see the police?
I hear the police.
Okay.
I just want to stay on the phone with you till she actually get with an officer. So she only hears them in the hallway, correct?
Okay.
She hears them in the hallway, right?
Okay, wait. Police is in the hallway asking.
Okay.
That's what she's saying.
Okay. What is the police asking her? Is it asking her to come out? What is the police asking her?
Oh. What is the police asking her?
Yes.
Are you talking to them? That's what you're trying to find out. Is
yes, ma'am.
Talking with
yes,
them,
ma'am.
Right?
Yes.
Are you talking to them? Okay. You just send that question.
Okay.
No answer yet.
Okay.
I wonder if we're going to have to go get her because she's probably going to be shaky.
Okay. Okay, just stay on the phone with me, okay? How far are you?
Yes, yes. Of course, of course.
How far are you? I know they're not going to let you. They're not going to let you near the school, so that's why I want you to get as much information from her if you can.
Okay, we're about 20 minutes away because she got reassigned.
Okay.
She's from Douglas, so we're in Margate. She's in Parkland right now.
Okay.
No answer yet.
No problem. I just want to know if she's one of the students they're telling to leave or doing anything with, okay?
Can you tell me,
I want you to tell me how many students are in the room with her.
Okay. Ask how many students are in the room with you.
Okay.
Do you know if the police is actually on in the school?
Yes, they are. Yes,
they
ma'am.
Are in the school. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because we want to make sure they only come out if the police is
right.
there.
Right. I don't want her to come out.
They
no.
could
only if they tell her to. Yeah, only if they tell her to. It won't come through me. She has to listen, okay? But that's why I'm asking you.
She hasn't texted back yet.
Okay.
Nothing?
Nothing yet?
Nothing.
Okay. What's her room? What was her room number again? Do you remember?
1213, I think it was, right?
Okay.
1213.
Yeah, 1213.
Okay. Did she text you back yet?
Did she text back? No, nothing
yet.
No?
Okay. Ask her, text her, what does she hear?
Okay, what can you hear?
Yes.
Question mark. Yeah, what can you hear? Question mark. Still nothing.
No problem. They are on scene. They are. They do?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Which call that is in?
17-525.
Anything?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
They got a lot to search through, ma'am. I mean, I can't tell you how to feel, but I want you to know it's a lot of them on scene, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Did she text back yet?
Did she text back? No.
No. Okay.
No. All I can hope is that, you know, it really was the police that she heard and that they didn't come out.
Okay.
Thinking it was the police, you know what I mean?
Right. That's why I wanted you to let her listen, because I can't tell her who it is.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't want you to call her. You understand?
No, no.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Not calling. Don't worry.
Okay. Okay.
I want to make sure she's safe.
Right.
Is it on news? Is it?
It is. What channel? Is it? What channel?
What channel is that? 6.
Channel 6?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that must be the helicopter.
Oh, okay. That's what we see?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Over Channel 7 got more. Hold on.
Channel 7.
What room is your kid in?
1220
minus in 1213. They just got yours out. They just got somebody out in 1220. You still haven't heard from your daughter?
Oh my gosh, there's somebody on the stretcher.
Okay. Give your daughter a few more minutes. I think they're like coming through the hallway.
Okay. Oh my gosh, these kids.
Nothing yet from her, right?
We didn't hear anything from her, right?
No.
Okay. What was the last text? What time?
The last text she sent was what time?
12:34.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh.
2:34.
2:34. Well, I know what you meant.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Oh, they got the guns drawn.
Right, right, yeah.
Wow. So they obviously don't have... Wow.
The police are here.
The police are here, she said.
Thank you. I just wanted to stay on the phone. Okay, so the police letting her out?
Say one more time.
The police is letting her out of the room?
There were 3 shots in your room? There were 3 shots in her room.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But is she... Hello? But she's okay, right?
She's okay?
Is he talking to her on the phone?
Out on the road. Yeah, are you talking to her on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good. I can hang up with you.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you can hang up? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, honey.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi, apparently there's someone shooting guns in Douglas High School.
At what school?
Douglas High School in Parkland.
Douglas, okay, hang on a moment.
Apparently,
are you there at this time?
No. My fiance's little sister just texted me and said there's someone in here shooting guns. He's upstairs. I'm scared.
Where is she?
She's in a classroom. I told her to stay safe and hide.
Do you know what room number she's in?
No, I can see what room number you're in. Has anyone else called about it?
Yeah, we do have some calls.
Oh, okay. Damn, that's scary. Is everyone okay, or...
They're still trying to do their investigation. But just let her know to stay in a safe place. If they have the doors closed, have them locked.
Okay, I'm waiting for her to get back to me on what room number she is.
What's your name? And you said it was your girlfriend's sister?
Correct. Are the police on the scene? I think so. Are the police on the scene?
They're already on the way there. What's her name?
They're on their way there.
Did she tell you what room number she's in?
No, let me send her a question mark. Yeah, no, I haven't heard from her.
Okay. Okay, well, we have them on the way. They'll be checking. They'll check the area, okay?
I hear she's texting.
Okay.
I don't know why she's not giving me a room number. Room number. She's like, please help me. Okay, give me a
room number.
Right? I know. She took the time to write, please help me. Give me a fucking room number, please.
And did she see anything or she just hears it?
Let me see. She just said he's here. I don't even know what that means. On phone with 911.
What room are you in?
Please tell me what room you're in.
So the hot and their best solution on their way.
Jeez, on Valentine's Day, that's terrible.
Okay, ask her, does she see the person? Is the person in the room?
Yeah, I'm waiting on a response. Now they're not even saying delivered.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got back from her.
Okay, well, we do have them there, so they're going to be checking it out, okay? I did give them her name, so.
Okay,
okay?
All right,
thank you, bye-bye.
Those were several clips that would illustrate the concern and the fear that many parents had for their children that were trapped inside of the Douglas High School during the shooting. What's coming up next is the police dispatch of the control of certain officers to the dispatcher and exchanging of information and so forth. And towards the end of this 4-minute segment here, you're going to hear Scott Peterson, the officer that was on site there at the school, radio in some messages about stay away from the 1200 building, at least 500 feet, and so forth. I think he said the 1300 building and 1200 building, stay away at least 500 feet. So you're going to hear that broadcast by Peterson. But earlier in this, and then I'm going to repeat right after that, repeat it twice. And then the third time, the small clip, it's about shooting shots inside of Building 1200. So anyway, it's rather confusing because this stuff is so disjointed. But listen carefully to this, and then I'll come back and make some comments and clarify a few points here. Thank you for listening. Listen very carefully.
Central units in District 15, possible shots fired at 5901 Pine Island Road at Stoneman Douglas High School. Possible shots fired at Stoneman Douglas High School.
And the 2 are out. 1584 are out.
Shots fired by the football field.
Shots fired by the football field. Heard.
Julian 3. We're looking at the 1200 building. It's going to be the 300 building. It's going to be right off of Holmberg Road by the senior lot. Keep the school locked down, gentlemen.
Attention all units not working to signal 33. Go to Bravo Channel for regular traffic.
And some sort of say they thought it was fire crashes that went out sure by the football field.
All right, 26. So we also heard it's over by inside the 1200 building. We're locking down the school right now. Make sure there's no pedestrian traffic anywhere on Holmberg Road.
15 Echo 2 on 51.
Unit advising 51.
15 Echo 2, and if we have any District 15 motor units, they can respond also.
15 Bravo 4 is going to respond, LC.
Any unit not working the signal 33, go to Bravo.
Okay, so I got more students running west towards the football field.
Unit 3, we're going to Bravo. I hear shots fired.
Shots fired. All units on the shots fired, stay on main.
Units 17 Yankee 4, we definitely have shots being fired.
All District 7 units, go to Bravo.
Tangle 2, the sergeant, right by the football field.
Hey, Julie 3, make sure I have a unit over in the front of the school. Make sure nobody comes inside the school.
I need a unit to the front advice.
Bravo 3, we need somebody to shut down Holmberg at home at Pine Island.
Unit to shut down Holmberg, advise.
Holmberg shut down, we're going to build a 13 of the 900 building. We have shots fired, I'm trying to get open, the fence open.
Building 13 and 900 building.
Alex, do not approach the 12 or 1300 building. Stay at least 500 feet away at this point.
Stay away from 12 and 1300 building.
This next part, you're going to hear about locking down the campus and shots fired. And that, then followed by that is the admonishment or the advice to for his fellow officers to from Peterson, Scott Peterson, to stay away from the building 1,200 and 1,300 at least 500 feet. You can listen to that now. The next clip they're going to hear is going to be a teacher, an English teacher, Stacy Linnell, and she tells about actually seeing the shooter in full garb, you know, metal garb, I think is what she also says he has a rifle that's unusual or she's never seen before. So she's describing him as a face mask and bulletproof vest and all that other stuff, armor, you know, I think she says. But then she goes on to say that he has a rifle that she's never seen before, which is very, very unusual. But anyway, listen to this, and she was truly a hero here. She got her class into all the students into the classroom as fast as she could. And I think she did lose a couple in the hallway to the shooter, but she got most of them in there. But listen very carefully. She was really a hero of this very terrible, horrendous event.
Just 1 week ago, Valentine's Day, creative writing teacher Stacy LaPelle's class was playing music, writing love letters, when the fire alarm went off. As students filed into the hallway, she heard gunfire. The killing had begun.
I was about 2 feet away from my door. All of a sudden, I heard gunshots in the stairwell, which is about 20 feet away from my room. And then kids were screaming and then running back towards me and towards the end of the hallway. So I just went in this very strange autopilot mode where I pivoted on my feet, I unlocked my door, and the kids just started pouring in my room. I don't know how many kids were in there, but I was pulling them and getting them in and shouting at them to get in the room. And then I suddenly saw the shooter about 20 feet from me, standing at the end of the hallway, actively shooting down the hallway, just a barrage of bullets. And I'm staring at him thinking, why is the police here? This is strange, because he's in full metal garb, helmet, face mask, bulletproof armor, shooting this rifle that I've never seen before. I don't know when I decided it was the right time to close the door. I grabbed the handle with both hands, and that's when I got nicked or grazed or whatever you call it.
So a bullet hit your arm.
Yes. As I'm closing my door, I'm shouting at my next door neighbor, Mr. Scott Beagle, to close this door. And he's the kind of man that would just keep that door open a little longer. You know, he's all about the kids, you know. And but he couldn't see the shooter. I had a good visual of him, which is why I yelled at him to shut his door now.
35-year-old teacher Scott Beagle, among the 17 murdered on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas's campus.
I heard him shoot a barrage of bullets into Mr. Beagle's room. And then he came to my room and shot about 4 or 5 shots into my room, breaking the glass of my door. There's a rectangular piece of glass. And I heard him continuously shooting down the hallway, down the hallway. And I never really knew when he left because we just thought he was still there.
Once you all were inside the classroom, you were with your students.
Yes.
Covering them, kind of like a mother hen.
Yes. Right? Clutching. I think I left fingerprints in one girl. Giving eye contact to other kids who are shaking and freaking out, and I'm mouthing, it's okay, it's okay. It was so quiet, and then all of a sudden I hear helicopters outside, far, far in the distance, it seemed to me. Police officers, far, far in the distance. Kids were screaming in the hallway for help. We're trained not to let anybody in the room, and I would say a good 45 minutes went by, maybe an hour, and when we heard the SWAT team come on the floor, but I still didn't trust that it was them, because they were banging on the doors, police let us in, no one got up. And then they just let themselves in and got us out. And on the way out, that's when I saw Mr. Beagle laying on the ground. And I saw my students laying on the ground. I lost 2 students and other bodies and carnage everywhere. It was the most awful sight I've ever seen. It's like from a movie.
How are you dealing having seen this and it being very, very real?
It's awful. You know, I've never had to deal with anything like this before. I mean, I'm a stoic person to begin with. I'm not the most emotional person. And so when I sit and think and I pause about my 2 beloved students who were killed from that class, it's hard to live with because I love them so much like they were my kids. I've known Meadow for since she's a 10th grader. She took my class because she wanted to have me again, my creative writing class. And Joaquin was like a son. He called me Mom. And it's heartbreaking.
What are you holding on to kind of center you and keep you moving forward and waking up every day with hope?
Well, just that I survived and we survived and we have to move on. You know, you can't sit there and cower over it. You still have a life. So we're left here on the planet for a reason. Let's do what we're supposed to do. And if we're not sure what that is, we'll figure it out. But we're alive.
And we're all thankful that she's alive, her kids as well, who attend school here. And because Stacy knew where the danger was and knew where her kids were clear across campus, she didn't worry about them, even in the midst of the shooting. But she does tell us that Joaquin, she mentioned him calling her mom, that student who died, wrote a children's book in her class, and she plans on getting it published. George?
That would be some kind of a tribute. It's hard to imagine going back into that classroom, back into that school, but the students and teachers are preparing for it.
Yes, not into that particular building. Right now, there are talks to have that building completely demolished. But in terms of returning back to class, staff will return this weekend. The kids go back to normal class schedule next week. But Stacy has told her students, wherever we are, no matter where the classroom is, it will be home. George.
Adrian Banker, thanks very much.
We heard that from the principal as well. But Adrian, let me ask you this. You have spent quite a few days there with those students. You're about to go back to school. Just give us your impression of these young people.
They are extremely intelligent. In fact, I rode on the bus about an hour on their road to Tallahassee and talked with one of the student leaders. And they are the most brilliant young people that I've ever met. They're very passionate, but they truly are in a state of shock. Mm. And their parents are as well. And they're using this mission to kind of galvanize them during a very tough time.
The shooter that Stacy Linnell describes, the helmet and the body armor and all the other things, a rifle and so forth. It was described that an Uber delivered Cruz to the school. And he had a case, a gun case, and he had a backpack. So that, to me, says that he couldn't have gotten all this armor and helmet and everything in to this small backpack that he carried. And then, of course, that certainly wouldn't fit into the rifle case that he had. But anyway, so this gives rise to that there was more than one shooter, and possibly a team was inside there. But anyway, that was very, very interesting from Stacy Linnell. Now, coming up in the end here, in our last clip for this evening, is a father that had a daughter inside of Building 700, and he's very concerned. He's talking and being interviewed by a CBS reporter. So listen carefully to this, and then I'll make some final closing comments. Thank you.
Good, because I'm told we do have a parent on the phone who may have a child who is hiding out or trapped inside the school right now. Cesar Figueroa, if you're with us, please explain what you know right now.
Yes, how you doing? I just did my routine, kind of pick my daughter up. I see cops flying down. My wife calls me hysterical. There was a shooter active at the school. My daughter's with the friends right now, trapped in the closet. She's afraid to talk, but she doesn't want to talk loud. Okay? And I'm hearing students here on the site. There's like a war zone here with cops, machine guns, helicopters, the FBI's here. Everyone's here. And they were saying that, you know, there's a guy out loose. He heard eight shots. They're running. He was in the 1200 building. Okay? So I saw a bunch of cops running there. They told the parents to come leave. And my daughter, as of right now, she's still trapped in the closet. She's afraid to speak. I told her, don't call me because I don't want no one to hear your voice. So she's still trapped in the closet in there.
And who's she with, Caesar?
She's with her few of her friends. And then also, one of her friends, one of the kids here just came up to me. And he told me that his girlfriend was leaving and she saw bodies all over the place, blood all over the place, laying on the floor.
Where are you now?
Right now I'm at Douglas School, right in the side by the football field.
And you believe, and your daughter right now, how much, talk about the number of buildings there and how it's, and where she is.
She told me she's in the 700 building, and the shooter, as of 20 minutes ago, half hour ago, supposedly was in the 1200 building. But then I heard rumors that they cornered him in on the 1200 building on the third floor.
Which is a different building than your daughter is in, as far as you understand.
As I don't know that one. When he was at the 1200 building, my daughter was at the 700 building. And I don't know if the shooter left, you know, but he's in some building right now. I believe it's 1200 on the third floor.
I realize you don't want to be talking to your daughter right now because you don't want her to make noise and potentially alert anyone to her location. Have you been texting with her?
Yes. We're texting right now back and forth. Yep. And there's kids are leaving the school right now in the back of the school, as I'm hearing. And it's a big school. There's a lot of kids in the school. So, you know, it's just... It was the worst nightmare not hearing my daughter for 20 minutes. It was the longest 20 minutes of my life. And she finally texted me. So I'm happy right now. So far, she's okay in the closet.
Well, and we hope she stays that way. I can only imagine what was going through your mind for those 20 minutes and what is still going through your mind right now. Your wife is, you've been in touch with her as well?
My wife is, she's in the middle, West Glades Middle School. She's behind me. She's trapped. Like, she's probably like a half a mile, quarter or half a mile away from me.
Caesar, so tell me a little bit more about what your daughter described about exactly what she saw and how the shooting started.
She said she heard guns fire. She said the window blew. Then she screamed, and she ran in the closet with her friends. So So she didn't know that's, you know, that's what she told me recently just now on the text. So, and she's saying all she heard was screaming, everybody screaming, running. And her and her friends decided to run to the school. They decided to hide in the closet.
And did she say anything about the other kids that were in the class there?
I don't know. But one kid here, I spoke to another student here. Today was a fire drill. It was supposed to be if they had a fire drill and also a gun arm drill supposed to be today. And supposedly the shooter is a kid. He was wearing a black vest with a red shirt. I overheard the cops talking on the radio. And he's at the 1200 building. He's at the 1200 building. He's wearing a red shirt with a black vest. And he supposedly pulled the fire alarm and he planned it. So that's a rumor. That's what I heard the kids said. You know, I know stories could change with kids, but that's what I've been hearing.
Cesar, what sort of security is in place at this school on a daily basis?
I'm sorry, say it again.
What sort of security is in place at this school on a daily basis? Do you know?
Well, I know Florida school in Broward. They always have a cops in each school district on a scene. There's a cops in each school district, in each school. I don't know how many police officers. I don't know the law. I know at least one police officer. It was always a one cop car. They don't have no, like, you know, metal detectors, stuff like that.
And talk about the school. You said it's a big school, a lot of students.
Yeah, it's like, I don't even know how many. It's like 3,000 kids. It's a lot. Maybe 5,000, I'm not sure.
Cesar, has she said anything else to you while we've been on the, line here via text?
I'm checking right now. Right now she's okay. Nothing. All right. No, she just said three kids were shot right next to her, the next classroom. That's what she heard everything. Three kids were shot in the classroom right next to her.
But she's safe right now. She's not hearing gunfire as we speak.
No, no.
Okay.
How's your son doing?
He's texted. He's in a classroom with a bunch of teachers.
Okay. My door is trapped in the closet right now. Yeah. Yeah, but the next classroom next door, there was gunshots, and she heard the window blow. So her friends, went in the closet. They got scared. Yeah, I'm with one of the parents now. His son is in the classroom also. Not a closet, but it was teachers. Five teachers and a few kids.
And Cesar, what are police telling you right now? Have you gotten any alerts or anything else?
No alerts. They're not telling us nothing. They can't. I said.
All right. Cesar Figueroa.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Cesar, thank you.
We have a click off below this hour, one. And I'm repeating the click off that I put up last week, which was after hour two. But it shows the overhead shots from a helicopter that evidently CBS had up flying right after this event at Douglas High School, the shooting event. And so also, it has some men leaving the east entrance or exit of Building 12 and getting into a white pickup truck and driving off. So I want you to take special notice of that. Come into our site, thesecrettruth.com. Scroll down to this, 10th, this March 10th program. And right at below hour one there, I'm going to put a click off, which will show you the actual video of this father calling in, you know what I mean, and be concerned for his daughter. But also, the video is very important to look at because right within the first 2 minutes, there's a white pickup truck that backs up to that east entrance, and they load four men into there, and two men are carrying a very heavy bag that takes two men to carry. And then that drives off. And then that, towards the end of this 7 minute clip here, this video, you're going to see that same, we assume it's the same white truck. It's not marked with police markings. It does have a red and blue flashing lights on the front. You'll see that white pickup back into that towards the end of this clip. And then one man gets out and goes on in, but the other four guys are not in that pickup when he backs in here toward the final clip. Now, the question is, why would four men come out of that exit? Of course, this was after the shooter had come and gone. And why would they be coming out of there and carrying something in a sack, or actually a bag, a bag that weighed enough for two men, necessary for two men to carry it out there to the pickup? So this is something that we need to answer. We need to go and ask the Broward County police or deputy sheriff or county, the sheriff, a reporter out there needs to go up and ask him, show him the clip and say, what was this about? Who was this and what were they doing on the site? See, because it's very suspicious to see these men, you know, come out like that. Otherwise, Scott Peterson now, the deputy that was on duty there on the high school, the armed officer, did stay out during the shooting. Didn't go in. He was joined by three additional deputy sheriffs for Broward County. Shortly thereafter, Carl Springs police arrived on the scene. And about 2:33, I believe, is the timeline on this. They do go in with the Carl Springs police, along with a couple of Broward County, do go into the building to see what they can do. And they begin to extract wounded out of the building and getting them to emergency medical. But at that time, before that, they didn't allow any emergency medical in there whatsoever. So this was a very, very questionable thing that happened too. And Scott Peterson now has admitted, or the sheriff has admitted, that he should have gone in earlier. But he's on there distinctively saying for people to stay away from those buildings at least 500 feet. And there's earlier statements in dispatch evidence that he called, that he actually called out that there was shooting coming from inside of building 1200, I guess is what they call it. And so he did alert officers around the area that this was going on. The father that was at the end of this hour, we have a clip in there of a father that was being interviewed live by phone, okay, and there was some helicopter shots. Now, what was interesting was last week I picked up the videos of this, of these four men coming out of that eastern end of Building 12, but there was no sourcing on it. So I went in during that period. I took that video and I substantiated the orientation of the building to the sun. There was no foliage on the trees. The type of year was right, and so forth. And the color markings on the building were correct, and so forth. And it just appeared to me that this was the east end of the building, and I believe that Scott Peterson, Deputy Peterson, was on the far west end of the building, would be opposite that. The building actually was oriented, Building 12, east and west pretty well. True east and true west. On the east end is where, in the CBS report, if you look at the video there and play the video, you'll see that there are these four men that come out, and two men are carrying a very heavy bag, okay, and they get into the back of the pickup and they drive off, okay, and there's a driver in there plus four men. Then, towards the end of that video, and at the same time, this is pretty much far along the line where they were evacuating students from Building 700, which is right across the sidewalk from Building 12, see. So they had already started evacuating students from other buildings that this was going on. So did these men that exited, were they exiting under the cover of the evacuation underway and there was just a lot of things going on, or what? It's a mysterious type of actions there that, you know, usually if they're on duty there, they would stand there and be, you know, and be part of some ongoing investigation, see. But why would they carry things in a bag to start with? And why would they be leaving the scene, see? So it's very questionable about what they were doing there on this, you know, at the site of this of the school shooting scene. But we'll just have to, in time and so forth, we'll just have to find out over a period of time. I do have an email in to the father being interviewed on this CBS, segment there. It was live, they said, and there were helicopters there and so forth. And they just happened to pick up these four guys coming out of that end of the building. It wasn't planned or anything else. It was just picked up by the live camera and recorded. Thank goodness we have it, and we have it downloaded and separated out from the YouTube. I picked it up on YouTube, of all places, is where I picked this thing up at. And we have these school shootings, and it's just terrible that these young people would be shot down like they did. And we certainly send out our sympathies and condolences to all the parents that lost their children. It's such tragic. They had a list, and they had faces, and they had dreams that they would never be realized and so forth. And they're young people, and it's a nice school. And I think there were some very dedicated teachers there that lost their lives in protecting. And even Linnell, risked her life to get her children into her classroom. And I think Stacy Linnell's next door neighbor was shot in the head and killed. He didn't quite get into his room as quickly as he could have, and one of the shooters out there shot him and killed him. Of course, Linnell is saying earlier, just minutes before, that a man in heavy armor with helmet and face mask and everything was shooting down the hall at students, is the way she said it, with a rifle that was very unique and unknown to her, that she never had seen before. So this is just another, statement from an eyewitness. This, you can't discount her testimony here about what she saw. And she saw what she saw, and she's a very credible witness, a very well thought of teacher at that school. And she expressed the fact that she really loved her students. She was a dedicated person, you can tell. Sort of quiet spoken. Didn't brag about her actions. She told it like it was and so forth. And she did do a wonderful job in protecting her children from these shooters. Supposedly, after he did the shooting in the building, Nicholas Cruz threw his weapon down and then melted in to people going down the stairwell and on out across the school grounds, as they were being evacuated. See, he just melted into the crowd and then was arrested later on, about an hour and a half after the shooting, the timeline it seems to indicate. But the response to this shooting by a number of police officers was pretty rapid. It just so happens that perhaps many lives could have been saved had Scott Peterson acted and gone in after the shooter, and taken him down if he could have. It would have been helpful, I think, if he had some kind of a rifle and so forth. Thank you for listening, and good night. Tune in next week to thesecrettruth.com. Thank you.